Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Livewire's Buy, Hold, Sell. My name's James Marley. I'm your host today, and I'm joined on this special income series episode of Buy, Hold, Sell by Charlie Viola from Pitcher Partners and Hugh Robertson from Centaur up on the Gold Coast. And today we're going exchange traded. We're talking about listed income generating funds, ETFs, and I'm going to start with you, Charlie. It's big, $9 billion, Vanguard Australian Shares Index, VAS is the code. Buy, hold, or sell?
Oh, we're probably a buy on this one, James. Good, simple ASX 300 exposure, 10 basis points of cost. Nothing to hate about this one. Again, a good one for your portfolio. Stick it in there and let it generate revenue for you over time.
It's big. It's cheap. Hugh, is it a buy for you? Buy, hold, or a sell on VAS?
I'd have a hold. If I'm to take just the low-cost option, I could go to A200, which is 0.07. So a little bit cheaper, and it sticks to the top 200. Whereas the Vanguard's top 300. So, but again, Vanguard's a beautiful manager and we really like them. But in this case, I'd probably go down the A200 path.
Okay, well, let's stick with a beautiful manager, but maybe with a little bit more yield. Vanguard's Australian Shares High Yield ETF. The code is VHY. $1 billion market cap, 3.5% yield. Buy, hold, or a sell?
For me, it would be a buy for the income chasing investor, whereas the Australian share funds kind of 50-50 between income and growth. This one's about, you know, 2/3 of it is income generative and 3% growth. So it can hit a lot of people's income goals while also keeping pace with inflation and quarterly distribution. So really well-run investment option.
Charlie, are you blinded by the beauty of Vanguard's yield? Are you a buy, hold, or sell?
Oh, I think this might be the first time that Hugh and I have disagreed. No, I'm a sell on this one. Actually, I don't like it. We've actually held this in the past for clients and we really don't like it. And while it always says it hits its benchmarks, in reality, it comes up with some spurious kind of income derivative benchmark. And the yield has kind of been okay, but it's underperformed the general market for a really long period of time. If you'd just gone and held, you know, VAS or STW or just a normal A200 or A300, you would have actually done a fair bit better. So we actually don't particularly like this one. The concentration risk has probably been too much to bear over a period of time. So no, we're a screaming sell on this one, to be honest.
Yeah. Spider, one of the original ETF providers, their Australian Select High Dividend Yield ETF, SYI is the code, nearly 4.5% yield. Buy, hold, or a sell? Charlie?
Yeah, we're a hold on this one, but only just, and only because it's probably just a little bit superior to VHY. Again, it comes up with some weird index to kind of match itself against. But, you know, if you look at the top holdings in this, Macquarie, Wes, Rio, BHP, Coles, APA Group, there's probably no aversion to holding this one. The yield is reasonably good. I think it's been touching on kind of 5% year in, year out. So if this is in your portfolio, it can sit there and it can keep putting cash in your bank account.
Okay. SYI, Hugh, are you a buy, hold, or a sell?
We'd be a hold, if not maybe even a sell. Similar to the picking between Vanguard and it, basically, with Vanguard having the $1.9 billion, the Spider having $250 million. But both have, I agree with Charlie's point on the indexes that they create, and that is a cause for investigation. So let's call that one a hold.
Okay. Moving on, another spider product. It's the Global Dividend Fund. Global Shares, not famous for their income. WDIV is the code. Buy, hold, or sell, Hugh?
I've got it as a hold. Good dividend yield, good income, considering it's a global fund. Cost is okay at 0.5%, 350 mil. Semi-annual distributions, which is something for investors to consider. But I would hold it just as a diversifier to get my access to global equities, because I don't want to go too top-heavy in Aussie equities.
Okay, Charlie, buy, hold, or sell on Spider's S&P Global Dividend Fund?
Yeah, we're probably the same as you here. We're a hold here. So if it's in your portfolio, it's an okay one to keep. It's punching out a reasonable yield given its global equities. It's providing that additional diversity into global equities. And if you kind of look at the top sort of 10 or 15 holdings there, there's no offensive names in there. Some of the distribution is capital. So if you are lucky enough to be paying tax in retirement, you're actually getting a little bit of benefit from that because it is reasonably tax effective. It's not one that we would rush out and buy only because we probably see global equities for a different purpose. But if it's there, you might as well leave it and forget about it and keep, taking the income.
Okay. This one we're talking about next is Charter Hall Long Whale REIT. And Charlie, I might put you on notice to give us a quick explainer around what's underneath this one, because it's not your typical ETF. So is this a buy, hold, or sell? The code's CLW for those people watching.
Yeah, we're a big buy on this one. We actually like it. We use it a lot. We use it for most client portfolios. So the Charter Hall Long Whale Fund is as it sounds. It's a portfolio of really good quality commercial, industrial, retail properties run by Charter Hall, which is obviously a massive fund manager in the property space. Long Whale just stands for weighted average lease expiry, which just means that all of the underlying buildings, when you average them out, have got long lease expiries, which means that the revenue production from that portfolio has got a good sense of kind of continuity to it. So we like the yield, we like the manager, we like the underlying assets. It's a massive fund. It's reasonable in cost. It's a good one for virtually all, all portfolios, but certainly those people who are seeking retirement income.
Okay. Charlie's a bull on the Long Whale. Has it got a spot in your portfolio, Hugh, buy, hold, or a sell?
It would be a buy from me as well. It's growing in size, the yield, great yield, that the whale is 13.2 years. In the very well diversified, the one thing we would be looking at is they did do around $1.4 billion in acquisitions last year. So just making sure that quality is still right, but a manager of Charter Hall's reputation is well above board, and we can be quite comfortable with that as investment for our retirees. And to Charlie's point of that, long-term leases can give you some certainty in income, especially during the volatility that we've been through in the last 18 to 24 months. So buy.
Great stuff. All right, our final one for today, it's from the prolific ETF provider, BetaShares, who have been a great local success story. It's on their investment grade corporate bond ETF. The code is CRED, C-R-E-D. Hugh, are you a buy, hold, or sell on CRED?
We're a buy. We've held it in our portfolios. We did dip out of it last year when there was the market volatility. We were just worried what could happen with credit securities, but that it didn't happen. What could have happened? So did have some equity-like volatility, but it recovered really well. Low cost, good income, paid monthly. So we would be a buy on that as a replacement, as an alternative to cash.
Okay, it's a buy there. Charlie, final point for you. CRED, buy, hold, or a sell?
Yeah, we're a buy on this one as well, James, for all the reasons that Hugh points out. Diverse array of investment-grade bonds, a really simple way to do it. I think it costs 25 basis points, running yields 2.5%. It's probably a little long duration, for us, but in reality, if it's stuck in your portfolio and it's a bit set and forget, it's okay. We're a buyer. We like it and we certainly use it as well.
Okay. Well, for all you viewers out there, there's our two experts giving us a view on six listed ways of getting some income exposure into your portfolio. A big thanks to Charlie and Hugh, who have shared their views today on this special income series episode of Buy, Hold, Sell.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.